I was excited about that when I saw you're going to have Elaine come on because Elaine is involved in youth gardening.
Yeah. In fact, that's how Elaine and I met way back when.
Right.
She was in the parking lot over at the Botanical Garden, Garden Center, right that between.
Trying to give little children candy or what?
No.
She was. Now, I think you were just starting then, weren't you?
Yeah, I had just started. That was my second season.
Yeah.
And I was having lunch waiting to go into the Rose show. So I left the children's garden since it's right there off of Funston in the backside of the Botanical Garden, and then I drove over to catch the Rose Show. So sometimes this is what I do when I volunteer. I work in the children's garden from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 11, 12. It all depends on when the children leave. We have certain days as an instructor, and I, as a registrar, have other things to do, like make sure that during the registration time that I get all the children before they leave to register them for the following season before we go public like what we're doing today.
Elaine, what are you trying to accomplish with those young people that are
involved? Well, we want the children to learn how vegetables are grown. There's a lot of children that don't like vegetables, and we found out that by them working in the children's garden and actually growing the vegetables themselves, they start eating the vegetables. Even some of them, like the string beans, they'll take it right out of the ground and eat it right. Uh-huh. We had to tell them, no, go and wash it. And also, the children also learn, we have different people come in, like from
instructors.
Instructors and, come in and tell us, like, I think it was from, excuse me, folks, I'm sorry.
That's okay. She's nervous.
Hey,
yeah, they come in and tell us about the soil.
You're taking Jerry's place.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry,
folks. I had planned to just come and give him the information. Answer the questions. Well, what happened is we planned for the first 4 weeks. We planned the children when they come, the sign up is $5 a session. For just one $5 registration for children between the ages of 8 and 13. When they sign up, they assign a plot, and whatever they grow is theirs to keep. They come in every Saturday. We run from February. The spring one will be from February 24th through mid-June. The reason why we said mid-June is because of the weather. Sometimes we have to go further in. And the children actually get excited to see how the vegetables that they actually plant, because we do some transplants, like the tomatoes, the eggplants, the broccoli, the cauliflower, those are transplants, but others are grown from seed. Mm-hmm. And the children actually get excited seeing these seeds, and then when they see it coming up, they get...
You remember how many years this has been? That was kind of our pioneer effort. And how many years is that in? Been like 20?
Oh, yeah, over 20. I think it's 25 years this year.
Is that right?
Started by the Men's Garden Club of San Antonio after he started it.
Now, was it your first volunteer activity in gardening?
Well, I started off in Garden Volunteer South Texas, and then there was looking for volunteers for the children's garden. So I said, well, I'll give it a try, and I've been there now 4 years. I started off as Wassa Beal's assistant, and then I became an instructor, and then I became the registrar.
Now, working with Wassa is kind of like working with Jerry. That's a test. That's a real test.
More than a test. So how many years have you been doing this now?
I've been doing it 4 years.
4 years. So I'm guessing you like it.
I love it.
Or they have incriminating evidence on you.
No, you just like it, huh? You know, it's a beautiful experience to just come there and see how the children actually enjoy gardening.
Now this, and I've seen this, and I'm sure Elaine has kids that went through the garden, gone off to college and come back.
Yes, we have that. And we have some children that just passed the age. And after the age of 13, they can become junior assistants where they stay and they help the instructors. And then we have a lot of them that don't want it. They enjoy it so much. And like you said, some of them go off to college and then they come back and they help. We get parents who used to be in the garden and calling up now to have their children join the garden.
And Jerry talks a lot about... folks that are disabled, and that how important are your older folks, how important gardening is, and just being able to see outside.
Yes.
The young people, same thing.
Yes.
Huge impact on their lives.
It is, because, like you said, with the volunteers, I'm past 60, and I enjoy it. I had two knee surgeries, and I'm still gardening. I just make sure that I don't use the same tools that children use. I bring my own tools so that this way I won't have to lean over. So... it doesn't matter what age you are, as long as you're healthy enough to come to the garden, you don't have to actually dig up the soil or anything, but you can guide the children. You can help them. You can tell them what to do. So don't say, oh, well, I'm over a certain age. I can't come and help out. And it's experience for you, and you learn a lot, because I learn a lot. In the 4 years I've been with the Children's Garden, I learned certain vegetables. I learned about herbs. Some people say herbs. Some people say herbs. I say herbs. And you just seeing the reaction of the children bring a joy to you and bring a pleasure to you.
How about your family now? How does that takes a lot of time.
What happened is I'm a transplant from New York. And my children are all in their 40s.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have any young children. I don't have any grandchildren that's here in Texas or anything like that. So
you got 115 every year, spring, every fall.
121 children. Well, and it keeps me busy because, like I said, I'm the registrar and the instructor, so it's really kept busy.
Let's go back to the when you joined GVST.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide, okay, this sounds like a nice opportunity, I'm gonna get involved with gardening and volunteerism?
I went to a class given by, his first name is Bob, and I can't remember his last name, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I went to a class for him, and I enjoyed it. And then he spoke about the Master Garden, and he spoke about the different garden clubs. So when I checked it out, Master Gardener sounded too above me. So he mentioned GVST. I called him up, and I started working. I used to volunteer, and I still volunteer, although I didn't do much this year at the headquarters, taking care of the weeds and everything at the headquarters.
Now, did you learn that Master Gardeners was not indeed above you, that you could do that?
Did you actually go to the classes and graduate?
Yes. Graduated. I'm in class. I don't want to tell too many people that because they might start questioning me on things that I'm still learning. But I just graduated from the Master Gardener class this past November.
What number?
44. I'm number 44. Yes.
Jerry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
going to
be in 44 and a half.
It's a beautiful experience, and anyone that wants to be, to me, gardening is therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It's a wonderful experience no matter what your handicap. Even if you're in a wheelchair, you can still come there, and you may not be able to go down the aisles, but you can still help out by the children knowing that you're there and can come and question you on whatever they're doing. So to me, it's a beautiful experience regardless of your age.
When we look at the list of things you've done, too, and the youth gardening is just big in this community. We've got lots and lots of volunteers working with the young people.
Yeah.
But you also do some work for the Rehabilitation Center, or you do some...
I haven't been there for a little while, but I volunteer at Warm Springs. And how do you know about that?
I read it on this little bio that's here.
We know everything. Right?
Okay. I used to volunteer for Warm Springs, taking calls and inputting information for people, handicapped people who needed the buses. And then after my surgery, it was too much sitting, so I decided to leave. And then they said, rather than leave, we have a sports deck upstairs on this third floor. Would you be willing to take it over? And I must admit, I apologize. I haven't been there since with all this heat and the water and your limitation and all like that.
So that wasn't gardening necessarily?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was taking care of... I had over 20 planters up there. Yeah, it's a sport. And the patients love it because the patients can see it out through the window. And then sometime when they come for the rehab, the nurses will bring them on that sports deck, and they enjoy the flowers. They enjoy looking at the garden.
Well, I wanted to bring that up because I think, in addition to youth gardening, that one of the neatest things is that the volunteers from many of these organizations will actually, plant like at a clinic or they'll plant at a hospital or a school that needs...
True. And then also I understand that they have some classes. I volunteer and a mentor for Leon Valley through the Oasis Senior Program.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that they have a garden there, so I'm going to check that out this year and see how it is. You know, now that I have that title.
Well, now this is interesting too, Elaine, and we need to go, but you're doing pretty well considering how nervous you were.
Yeah.
You're doing terrific. So here's what I keep noticing from Tom to John to you. Every time we sort of, you mentioned that you start off with one thing, and now it's been a number of years later, and you're involved in just a whole lot. So apparently it's easy to sort of get addicted to gardening volunteerism.
You do. And when you're retired, you know, sitting home doesn't help. But if you do volunteering, it's such a reward. Well, to me, it's such a beautiful, rewarding experience. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the radio. But that's what I do all the time. Mm-hmm. Every day of the week, I'm out there doing something.
And it can be as much as or as little as you want. That's the next thing.
That's right. Right. Because after my mother passed away and I found out about Vitas, I even volunteered for Vitas. Now taking mm-hmm. care of the... So there's so many volunteer that we as individuals can do. You know, like instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, we should really go out there and mm-hmm. you'll get a lift.
Yeah, yeah. Get involved.
Volunteering is a beautiful experience regardless of your age, whether you're young, you're old. And like you mentioned before, whether you're working or not, you can still do all that.
Yeah.
And especially when you retire, go out there and volunteer. We need you.
Uh-huh. There you go. Elaine, thank you so much.